This week to Radio Nepal, I'm Tika Prasad Khadka with news. The headlines first. House of Representatives passes proposal seeking consideration on alternative development finance mobilization bill. Finance Minister Walkley says next fiscal year's budget will be framed with focus on governance policies and programs. Bus accident kills at least 4 people, leaving 27 others injured in Orga Khanchi district. Lawmakers stress on technology-driven monitoring and strict enforcement of traffic rules to reduce rising road accidents. And Pakistan scrambles to salvage U.S.-Iran diplomacy as ceasefire faces collapse. Now the news in detail. The House of Representatives today passed a proposal presented seeking consideration on the Alternative Development Finance Mobilization Bill. Today's meeting of the House of Representatives unanimously passed the proposal tabled by Finance Minister Dr. Shonim Wagley. Responding to queries raised by lawmakers, Finance Minister Wagley said that the bill has been introduced to fulfill expectations of development and physical infrastructure from alternative sources. He argued that the bill would help increase returns by incorporating all dimensions of financing. Meanwhile, Finance Minister Wagley said that the upcoming fiscal year's budget would be framed with a focus on the commitment paper presented by Rashtriya Swatantra Party during elections, pledges of governance reforms and governance policies and programs. In today's meeting of the Finance Committee of the Federal Parliament's House of Representatives, the Finance Minister assured that the government would come up with necessary arrangements for the same. At least 4 people have died and 27 others were injured in a road accident that took place at Panini Rural Municipality in Orga Khanchi District today. Deputy Superintendent of Police Divas Bahadur GC said that the deceased have been identified as 78-year-old Ramaya Basnita Pokhara Metropolitan City 19 in Kaski, 78-year-old Bindu Kumar, 50-year-old Kausila Regmi of Modi Rural Municipality 5 of Parbat and 45-year-old bus driver Ramesh GC of Modi Rural Municipality 5 of Parbat. 2 people died on the spot while 2 others succumbed to their injuries at different hospitals. The incident occurred when a bus travelling from Supadevrali in Orga Khanchi to Parbat fell about 100 metres of the road. According to the police, most of the passengers are from Modi Rural Municipality. Similarly, of the injured, the condition of 4 is reported to be critical. All the injured are receiving treatment at Lumbini Medical College in Palpa and Bhairaha Medical College. Lawmakers and members of the Infrastructure Development Committee under the House of Representatives have stressed the need for technology-driven monitoring, effective public awareness and stricter enforcement of traffic rules to reduce rising road accidents across the country. In the committee's meeting today, they suggested installing digital warning systems in vehicles that alert drivers when they exceed speed limits. They also said that the road safety initiatives should be integrated with modern technology to improve monitoring and prevent accidents. The main opposition party Nepali Congress has sought a response regarding Prime Minister Balendra Shah's leaving the Assembly Hall while President Ramchandra Podil was addressing the joint sitting of the Federal Parliament on Monday. Speaker Dol Prasad Oral allocated the Nepali Congress Chief Whip Basana Thapa time to speak at the outset of today's meeting of the House of Representatives after the MPs stood up from their seats. Chief Whip Thapa said it was not a tribal matter but a serious issue that the Prime Minister Shah left the House during the President's address. Bhishma Raj Angdembe, the parliamentary party leader of the main opposition party Nepali Congress, has said that the democracy is based on dialogue, discussion, consensus and participation. Addressing a meeting of the House of Representatives today, he recalled that the Nepali Congress had, since the beginning of the current parliament, extended positive and constructive support to the government. He also urged the government to be seriously consider voices and concerns raised in the parliament by the people's representatives. Similarly, addressing the House meeting coordinator of the Nepali Communist Party, Puspakamal Dahal Prachanda said it was the government's responsibility to complete the remaining works of the peace process, safeguarding achievements gained from various movements and revolutions. Likewise, member of the parliament Mahabir Pun has urged the government to prioritize innovation and scientific research. He shared about his efforts to introduce an ordinance for innovation and development when he was in the previous government and called on the current government to make it a reality. He also demanded the formation of a separate ministry for science and technology and research. President Ramchandra Porwal has, on the recommendation of Speaker Dul Prasad Rao, removed the Secretary of the House of Representatives, Harkaraj Rai, from his post. A press statement issued today by the Office of the President states that the President removed him from his post as per the Act relating to remuneration, conditions of service and benefits of the Secretary of the Federal Parliament, Secretary of the House of Representatives and Secretary of the National Assembly, as recommended by the Speaker on the 11th of May. Minister for Education, Science and Technology, Sasmit Pokhrel, has said that supplementary education examination preparation classes would be run for students who are in non-graded position in secondary education examinations. In today's meeting of the Education, Health and Information Technology Committee, Minister Pokhrel expressed commitment to run supplementary examination preparation classes for non-graded students. As per the SEU results published on Monday, 284,160 students passed the SEU examination and 146,507 students were non-graded. On the occasion, lawmakers suggested that the government make special arrangements for the study of children displaced from squatters' settlements, to establish a sports university and to make arrangement of e-book. This news comes from Radio Nepal. Now time for a short break. Sajilo cha hai add the app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free ma prapta garo. Hatma add the app cha ta sajilo suvidha lina. Recharge garna hos ya balance transfer garo. Call detail data voice ko status thaha pauna. Gift back pathauna. Wa fiber internet ko jankari pauna. Sajilo cha hai add the app. Aile nai download garo. 1GB data free.
Play Store वा App Store बाट सजिलै नेपाल टेलिकम को App डाउनलोड गर्न सकिन्छ।
नेपाल टेलिकम राष्ट्रको संचार।
Welcome back. Now the remaining news. The Non-Resident Nepali Association, NRNA, has welcomed the government's policies and programs for the fiscal year 2026 and 2027. In a statement issued today, NRNA spokesperson Somnath Sapkota said that the policies and programs presented by the President on Monday at the joint sitting of the both houses of federal parliament with a high priority given to non-resident Nepalese is a positive step. According to the statement, the announcement of establishing the Diaspora Expert Network and Knowledge Bank aimed at linking the capital, skill and experience, technology and international networks of Nepalese abroad with Nepal's social and economic development has installed new hope and trust. You are listening to Radio Nepal's 8 PM English News Bulletin. Now to some international news updates. Pakistan has rejected allegations that it had sheltered Iranian military aircraft from potential U.S. strikes as the fragile ceasefire it helped broker between Washington and Tehran appears increasingly at risk. According to Al Jazeera, the Minister of Foreign Affairs' statement on Tuesday came hours after U.S. President Donald Trump said that the month-old truce was a massive life support as he dismissed Iran's latest peace proposal. Trump's remarks followed a report by CBS News on Monday saying that Iran had moved several military aircraft, including an RC-130 reconnaissance plane, to Pakistan Air Force Base Nur Khan near Rawalpindi after the April 8 ceasefire, potentially shielding them from the U.S. attacks. However, Pakistan's foreign ministry on Tuesday called the report misleading and sensationalized. Pakistan said both Iranian and U.S. aircraft used the base. At least 372 Afghan civilians were killed and 397 injured as a result of cross-border violence between Taliban forces and the Pakistani military in the first 3 months of the 2026. Al Jazeera cited the United Nations report as saying that with more than half the deaths attributed to air raids on the drug rehabilitation facility in Kabul, the UN assistant mission in Afghanistan, which monitors civilian casualties in Afghanistan, said its report released on Tuesday was based on checks with the different independent sources. Now the general weather forecast for the country for tonight. The Meteorological Forecasting Division has forecast weather to be generally cloudy in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, as well as the Himalayan and hilly regions of the country, while it will be partly cloudy in the remaining regions. There is also a possibility of moderate rain and snowfall with thunder and lightning at some places in Kosi, Madhes, Bagmati and Gandaki provinces, at a few places in the remaining Himalayan and hilly regions, and at one or two places in the Terai region of Lumbini province. With this, we have almost come to the end of the news bulletin, but before wrapping it up, let's have a reminder of the headlines once more. House of Representatives passes proposal seeking consideration on alternative development finance mobilization bill. Finance Minister Wagle says next fiscal year's budget will be framed with focus on governance policies and programs. Bus accident kills at least 4 people, leaving 27 others injured in Arga Khasi district. Lawmakers stress on technology-driven monitoring and strict enforcement of traffic rules to reduce rising road accidents, and Pakistan scrambles to salvage U.S.-Iran diplomacy as ceasefire faces collapse. Well, that's the end of the news bulletin from Radio Nepal. For this hour, please also visit our website www.radionepalonline.com for more news and online programs. Our next news in English is at 8 a.m. tomorrow. Stay tuned and have a good night.